Would you let your car drive for you? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Katherine Robinson Tay, PhD student in science and risk communication at Washington State University, determines what might stop you.
It will likely take more than knowledge to overcome negative risk perceptions of fully autonomous vehicles. According to our research, it will take trust, specifically trust in a vehicle's reliability and performance. Autonomous vehicles, if widely adopted, could make road travel dramatically safer. Some researchers predict autonomous vehicles will reduce accidents by 90% through the elimination of human error. But for that potential to be realized, people have to be willing to buy them. And many Americans, or about 44% according to a 2022 Pew Research poll, have negative perceptions of them. It is commonly thought that simply teaching people about a technology will be enough to persuade them to accept it. But other research has shown that knowledge alone is not enough to sway people's attitudes about complex scientific or technological topics, like climate change or genetic engineering. Because of this, we wanted to understand how knowledge and trust might relate to people's risk perceptions around autonomous vehicles. To do this, we conducted a representative cross-sectional survey of 323 U.S. adults. We found no direct relationship between participants' knowledge and their risk perceptions of autonomous vehicles. Instead, knowledge was only related to risk perceptions through the mediation of trust. Our findings point to a need to build that trust with the public if fully autonomous vehicles are to ever take the roads. We recommend that proponents should do their best to honestly communicate their benefits and their risks in an effort to increase both knowledge and trust. We also recommend increasing opportunities for people to interact with autonomous vehicles, as experience can show people how the technology functions and thereby reduce uncertainty. With these recommendations, we hope people can better understand the technology and make the best choice for themselves.
That was Katherine Robinson Tay of Washington State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.